Rashi says, Yesulam Tsar, you have a very narrow ladder. The Chokat Bekaisum Economy Khan, can I get Chavkein Hasulam, can I get the planks of the ladder itself? Lahashlam Rechi Bedalit. So how high up do these, so you have to keep on doing it to make indentions in the wall that you can have it with the ladder straight across for Tvachim. Omale Biasura. You know, it has to go up 10 Tvachim. So Drashi Vasura Ad Asor Yeshlemenu. The Chivon Dika Begoy Vasura Reiche Vabo Heavy Beishir Pesach. The Avagav the Gvoya Koiso Tuva Leslambo. Even though the wall itself goes up much higher, or providing it doesn't go up another 10 Tvachim, but even though it goes up another 5 Tvachim, it doesn't matter. If you have a ladder going up that will get you to 10 Tvachim, that's enough. What about Omalei Chokoku Kulei Bekoiso Bekamo? Let's say you have no ladder here at all. All you have is just in the wall itself, you're making indentions, you're hollowing out holes in the wall that you could put your feet in there and climb up the wall. How about that? Does that give it a shame Pesach or not? Omalei mole kumosei. You know, if you do this, it's good. If you make the hole in the wall wide, four tefachim, and you keep on going up one hole to another hole to another hole, but here it has to be able to climb up to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall. Mole kumosei. Here it has to go up to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall. For the Mara Maishno, what's the difference? How come if you have a small ladder in between, you're saying it's enough just to go up 10 tefachim? But if there's no ladder at all, you're just making indentions in the wall, then the indentions has to be able to get you to the top of the wall. Why? Omalei, hosa mistalikley, hocha loy mistalikley. There is gefort, a ladder, trashiosum, kikis sulam, when you have a ladder there, magia la roisha kaiso noyach lalois boy. It's easy to climb up the ladder. There's really, when you use a ladder, it's easy to climb up the ladder. Just as aloha, the ladder has to be wide for tefachim. So here, the way you make the ladder wide is extending the hole in the wall. But since the ladder gets you 10 tefachim wide, that's enough. Here it's not easy to get up at all. It's not easy at all to climb up the wall itself if you just have indentions in the wall. So therefore, if the holes don't get you mamash to the top of the wall, you'll be afraid to go up there. You're afraid you'll fall down. So when you only have holes in the wall, the holes have to mamash get you to the top of the wall. But if you have a ladder going up, that's easy to get up there. So if the ladder just gets you 10 tefachim high, that's enough. Boy menei Rav Yosef min Rabba. Yes, the Shalaf min Rabba. Osu le'ilon sulamahu. Again, you have this wall in between two chatzeris, and they want to give it a Shem Pesach now, we have some way to get over the wall to make one Erev together. Now, what's the ladder here? The ladder is an Elon, a tree. You have a tree going next to the wall. And on the tree, you also hollowed out pieces there that it's easy to climb up the tree. There are branches there that all you got to do is vamish, climb up. It's vamish like a ladder on the tree. The tree itself became into a ladder. What's the halacha? Elon also the Elon Sulamahu. You made the ladder for climbing up the wall was the tree. Is what's the shaila? The shaila is that's also to climb up a tree on Shabbos. So the Chura is an Issa using this sulam. So maybe that's why it's no good. It's not considered we have a Pesach. Lemaisa, you're not allowed to climb up this tree on Shabbos. A regular ladder, you're allowed to use. If you have a Pesach, gesundheit. Hey. But a tree, it's also with the Rabbonin. That's the shaila mao. So the Tiboy and the Rebbe, Tiboy and the Rabbonin. I have a shaila according to Rebbe, I have a shaila according to Rabbonin. Tiboy and the Rebbe, I have a shaila even according to Rebbe. That what Rebbe used was the one that we had before, that Rebbe said if somebody puts the Ruve Tchumim on top of a tree, it's kosher. The Erev Tchum is Chal. The kosher is, how can I move Tchumim Bichal on top of a tree? You're not allowed to take something off a tree on Shabbos, so you can't eat the bread on Shabbos. Why was the Erev Tchumim Chal? The Teretz was, when is the Ruve Tchumim Chal? Bein HaShemoshes. That's when it has to be Roy Teet. Now, Rebbe Shita is that they didn't make a gzera of Shvus Bein HaShemoshes. So, to climb up a tree is only Yisim of the Rabbonin. So, Bein HaShemoshes, they didn't make the Yisim climbing up the tree. So, since the Ruvei Tchumim is Chal Bein HaShemoshes, at that time you are allowed to climb up the tree, therefore the Erev is Chal. That was Rebbe's halacha. The fact you're doing Ledva Mitzvah Tzmuta. So, the Mara Ad Kan Loi Kama Rebbe Yosem, Kol Davishum Yishum Shvus Loi Gozu Olov. When does Rebbe say that it's only Osim the Rabbonin? The Rabbonin didn't make a Gzeira, Hani Mili Ben HaShemoshes. That's only the first few seconds of Shabbos Ben HaShemoshes. So true, Feruvei Tchumim, all it has to be Roy Teet the bread Ben HaShemoshes. So the Maisa here, even though the bread is on the tree, it's Roy Teet Ben HaShemoshes. Because Ben HaShemoshes is no Yisra Shavuz. Avu Kula Yoy Malo. But here, when you want to make an Eruv Chatzeres together, you want to consider these two chatzes like one. What's the pshata like one? Either the wall dividing the two, or we say if you have a ladder, that at all times you climb up the ladder, so we consider like one, you have a Pesach here. A Pesach can't just be a Pesach for Bein HaShemoshes, the Pesach has to be for the whole Shabbos. So the Maaseh here, even Rebbe is Moedim, that when it comes Shabbos Vaday, you're not allowed to climb up the tree. So it shouldn't be a good Pesach here then. This tree is not usable the whole Shabbos. So that's one svar, it's no good. Oy Dilma, no. The other svar is no. Afilu l'Rabbonin. I'll tell you, maybe it's good even according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Rabbonin Shita was that even Bein HaShemoshos, the Rabbonin makes Zeruz. Therefore, they say if you put an Eruvei Tchumim on top of a tree, it's not Chal the Erev Tchumim. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off the bread off the tree. You can't use it, so the Erev Tchumim is not Chal. That's the Rabbonin Shita. But maybe here it's better. You know why? Tizchahu. Lamaisa, there is a Pesach here. Lamaisa, this wall, the Vard and the Tuchatzerim, is not such a good wall. Because there is a way to climb over the wall. You have a tree here, and it's climbable. You climb up the tree. It's called Yad HaPesach here. Noviyarihu the Ravioli. The Pshat is an Ister upon the tree. True. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to use this Pesach. The Moshe is like you have a door here, and for some reason Rabbanan would say you can't use the door. Maybe it's still called one Chatzer though. Because the Maisa, there is a Pesach to go over it. But there's an Ister, means like there's a lion on top of the Pesach saying, don't use me. The Rabbanan said on Shabbos you're not allowed to use such a Pesach. So that's the Shiloh. But Lamaisa, there is a Pesach there. So maybe, is this Chos considered like one? Yes, it's considered like one. Because Lamaisa, they could climb over. Even though you're not allowed to, you're not supposed to. But since it could be, maybe that's called a Pesach. That was a Shiloh. That's a Shiloh. On a Pesach that's also to use, is it still called a Pesach or not? When you're using a tree, is it still called a Pesach or not? That's one Shiloh. But another Shiloh, yes, was, what about Asua La'asher Rasulim? You know what type of a tree you made for the ladder? An atzei asherah, an avodah zarah, a tree that the goyim use for avodah zarah. So here, lemais, it's not just an issim of the rabbonin. There's an issim of the raisi. You're not allowed to have hanor for an atzei asherah, a tree that the goyim worship to make into avodah zarah. It's also banor. Mal, what's the loch here? Is tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda, tiboy the rabbonin? Well, clear the shaila zay according to Rabbi Yehuda shita, zay according to rabbonin. Rabbi Yehuda shita before was that if you put your eruvei tchumim in a beis hakvaros, it's chal. Even though a beis hakvaros is also banor, you're not allowed to have banor from a mace or from the kever either, still the Erev Tchum is chal. And we said there, because you're not called, you're having any hanor. No, the vort is just the Erev is chal. Once the Erev is chal, it's chal. It's not called, you're having real hanor from the beis hakvaros. Is Tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan loikam Rabbi Yehuda hosam. When did Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutter to make an Eruv Tchumin and put it in the beis hakvaros? Even though a beis hakvaros is also banor, the mutter liknois bayis misuri hanor. That's only because Eruv Tchum is the pshat is, the hanor is, you have to be kind of shrisa there, that's all. So it's not called really having hanor. Like Mephrat, since it's called the Dvar Mitzvah, usually Eruv Tchumin, it's not considering having Zaitik hanor. Like Rashi says, Hossam, Rashi says, Hokhisin Hossamu, the boss of the Kornale, Erev Lanichale, the linter. Means Laichpasle Bishmurosai. You don't want that your bread should be watched in the Beis HaKvaros. Vishtakas Le Mistani Mikivro. You're not having any Hanor really from the Beis HaKvaros. Ela Knias Erev Lachude. Just the fact that at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev is Chal. Vihi Lav Hanohi. That's not called Hanor. The fact you get a din to walk another Alpai Mamma. Because the purpose you make in the Eruv Tchumim is to be able to do a Dvar Mitzvah, and the klal is Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna. Therefore, even though you put your Eruv Tchumim down in the Beis HaKvaros, and the Beis HaKvaros is also Vanor, still we say the Erev is Chal. Because it's not called you having any direct Hanor from the Beis HaKvaros. You don't care if the bread gets washed there, it gets washed, because even if it gets lost, so what? Once the Erev is Chal, let the bread get lost. I, the Erev is Chal, that's called the Dvar Mitzvah. So tomorrow, so the Marad Lashon is Ad Kan Loikom Rabbi Yehuda Hossam the Mutlik the Beis Asurei No El Hossam the Boss of the Kornelei Erev Loinichet Le Delinter. There, once the Din Erev is Chal, you don't care that the bread should be watched there the rest of the Shabbos. So it's not called Yavig Anof on the Beis Hakvaros. Oy Dilma, that's the Svar why it should not be good. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Afilu Le Rabbonin. Even according to Rabbonin, let's say if you put Yerev Tchumim in a Beis Hakvaros, the Erev Tchum is not Chal. Because they say, no, it's still called you're having Hanor from the Beis HaKvaros, and Erev can't be Chal. I tell you, that's Tavka over there. Mashenkein Pischahu. Here, Lamaisa, there is a Pesach. Lamaisa, there is a tree that you could climb up the tree and get over this wall. So Lamaisa, you have a way to get over the wall. But Yarid the Rav Yolei, still it's the same Shaila. I, there's an Issa deraisa to have Anor. That's called like a lion is standing there telling you don't do it. You're afraid to go up the tree because of a lion is there. But Lamaisa, it's still called the Pesach. So maybe here, for Erev's Chatzeres, it still looks like it's one Chatzer. Because Lamaisa, what's break, what's stopping us? This wall? No, I don't look at the wall. There's a tree, I can climb up the tree. I, you're not allowed to do it. So what? But Lamaisa, they're still called the Pesach there. So that's the Shaila. Do you say this for or not? So the Gemara Omalei, Ilan Mutter, where it's only Yosef Midirabonin to climb up the tree, it's only Yosef Shvus, that we say no, the Svar is, it's still called a Pesach, just the Rabbanan said, don't do it, that doesn't share, that doesn't take away the Shem Pesach Shabbat. It's still called, you could go over this Mechitza. Mashenken v'yasher Asura, but Asherah, that's also a no Midiraisa, some that's also Midiraisa, that's a Chom Medik Yisra, that we say no. We don't see a Pesach here at all. Maslor of Chizda, Adarab, I'll tell you what, just the opposite. Elon, she'isa Shabbos Goyim Loi Nisasur. Ramonashoch, Elon, why can't you climb up the tree? It's Alochin Shabbos. Good, it's only a din de Rabbonin. But the Rabbonin said, Machas, a Shvus of Shabbos, we don't want you to be mishtamish with the tree. Because it's the Gzera, maybe you'll pull off a branch when you're on the tree. But it's Alochin Hilchas Shabbos. Now, a Ruvi Chatzeris is also Alochin Hilchas Shabbos. So since the Hilchas Shabbos Nikodin says you can't use this tree, that's a svar to say for any Hilchas Shabbos, it's not usable. So you can't use this tree for Pesach either. Mashenkein, Asherah. Shisa Dovracha Gorim Loi. This Asherah, this Getchka tree. The reason why it's also Banor, it's not as Hilchas Shabbos, it's also Banor. There's a Vaitiki Issa here. Maybe Loi Nisasar. Maybe that doesn't stare. Maybe since Nagei is Hilchas Shabbos, it would be mutter to use this tree. So it's this called the Pesach. So maybe like a Tesfar Pumfakert. That an Asherah should be mutter, and a regular tree should be Yosef. So he answered back, Itma Nami, Ki Yossi Rav and Amrab Loza, V'yamrilo Amrabavu Amrab Yechinin, Kol Se'isa Shabbos Gorim Loi Osir. If the only reason why you can't use the tree is because it's an Issa Shabbos, like the same Sam climbing up the tree, the Issa Shabbos stops you, so B'zoi we say it's Osir, you can't make an Erev Chatzeres here. Erev Chatzeres is also Aloch in Hilchas Shabbos, and Hilchas Shabbos, since you're not allowed to use this tree, we don't see for Pesach, we don't see you have a means of climbing over this wall. If the tree is made up from an asherah, it's a getchka, it's an avodah zara. So the reason why you can't use the tree is machmas yisur ranoshaboy, the yiraisa, that's a separate yisur, it's mutter, then you are allowed to climb up it. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Masni Hochi. No, Elon, you should know, Plukto, the Rebbe Rabbonin, he holds both as told in the same machlokes. A tree is told in the machlokes like a Rebbe in the Rabbonin. And Asherah is also Plukto, the Rebbe Rabbonin. He says, no, it's totally Zebizir. That if you could use something that's also Bano, it's totally in the machlokes of Yudin the Rabbonin. So there are a few different sheetahs here. Think about Locha, we're Machman both of them. To say both of them is no good. A little bit of Kashim here is, what do you mean to say that the Atzei Asherah is called the Zaitik Yisr? Good, it's. Good, it's that's it. I mean, a little of the shayla is that the tree here, the Atz Pasha, it's a tree, this Asherah. So even though it has a new Yisra D'Raisa because of the Atz Asherah, but it should also have the Yisra Rabbanon though. Negeit Yilcha Shabbos also was a Yilcha Shabbos. Like, it's not worse than any other tree. True, this tree has a separate Yisra. It's Atz Asherah, it's also Manoah. But the Chur should have the regular Yisra also, Yisra Shabbos also. And the Gemara's Mash Manoah, the Atz Asherah has a Milo. Because Negeit the Shabbos is no Yisra here. It's only a separate Yisra. It's an Yisra Avodah Zarah not to use it. But Yilcha Shabbos is usable. Why is it usable with Yilcha Shabbos? It's a tree. A tree is not usable. Zayin made me say, it's talking about this Atzei Asherah was cut down. It's not Mechub L'Karka. So therefore, if it's not Mechub L'Karka, there wouldn't be an Issa Shabbos in using it. And Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Atzei Asherah, a regular tree you used. Right, Zayin, you have to say, it means this tree was cut off. Not Mechub. Right. So like the Mishnah. Charitz Shebein Beis Chatzeres. If you have two chotzes, and instead of having a mechitza dividing it, there's a ditch in between them. Omuk Yud, the ditch goes down Yud Tvachim, Vareichav Abo, and it's wide for Tvachim. So that has a din like a mechitza. And the din is Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad. These two chatzerim have to make two separate Eruv Chatzeris. because there's like a mechitza dividing the two of them. There's a special reshus hayachid in between the two of them, and they can't make one eruv together because there's a mechitza, something's masti in between them. They marvin echud. Afilo mole kashre tevin. What about you fill up the ditch, you put inside straw and tevin, a type of wheat you put inside there? What's going to be the locha? Still, it's not mamayit, because straw is movable. You'll just take it out of the ditch. We still consider the ditch there. Rashi says, Afilo mole tevin bakash. Lav steamy, that's not called you filled up the ditch. People don't leave it there. The seifel itloy, you're going to take it away, the straw. You're going to use it. So it's not called a bittel. What about mole offer at Sroiris? Let's say you filled up the ditch with dirt and pebbles and stones. Then Marvin Echad. That's called Pashat, a good bittel. So you don't have the ditch here anymore. Now it's called flat ground. So there's no mechitz in between the two chaserim. So Gzuntait, make one Erev chaseris. Is Marvin Echad and then Marvin Shnaim. They're not allowed to make two separate Erev chaseris, because there's nothing dividing the two. It's almost one big open chaser. What about Nosin Olav Nasir Shirochav Abot Hochim? Let's say you have the ditch here between the two chatserim. That's the Rishus Yochad, this ditch. It's deep down Yutzvochim and it's wide Fortzvochim. So it's called two chatserim. But you know you make a pesach here, push a pesach. Put a piece of wood, a plank of wood, over it, straight across, that you can walk, like a bridge. Walk straight over it. So if the piece of wood is Fortzvochim wide, then it's called a good pesach. You have two platforms, two balconies coming out. Also, you have like two houses, and there's a shus rabim in between, and you have two balconies sticking out, one next to the other. And you put a piece of wood straight across it, like a bridge to walk straight across, is marvin shnayim. If they want to, they could make two separate eruv chaseris. Because the ma'aseh, there is a ditch, there is a rishus yachid in between them. You're only putting a bridge over one part of the ditch, but we still have a shein mechitza here. Like, so if they want to, they could make two separate eruv chaseris. V'yimrotzu marvin echad. But if they want to, since there is like a pesach, there is this four tzvachim of a bridge that you could walk over the ditch. That's called like a pesach, and they could make one eruv chaseris together if they want to. V'yimrotzu marvin echad. What about Pochus Mikan? Let's say this plank, this bridge going over is less than 4 tefachim wide, so that's not called the Pesach. Then the din is Marvin Shnayim Vei Marvin Echad. They bedavka have to make two separate Eruv Chaseris. They're not going to make one Eruv, because since there is this ditch in between, it's called like a Mechitza, the Rosh Yochid. How do you get over it? A Mokum less than Gimel tefachim wide is not called a Pesach. So you don't have a Pesach across, you can only make two Eruv Chaseris and not one. So the Gemara. The tevin lechayit, our Mishnah says, if you fill up this ditch with straw, it's not called filling up. It's still called the hole is there. The tevin lechayit, the tevin, it's not called a steamer, like Rashi says. Lechayit means lesosim. Is that true that filling up a ditch with straw, or tevin, with wheat, does not fill it up? The anan tanan, we learned, mi tevin shebein shtei chatzeris. If you have a wall, like made up of tevin, of straw, of wheat, Shebein shtei chatzeris, gevoya asar tefachim, you have mamash a pile of wheat, piled up, that's 10 tefachim high, and its mamash goes across the whole length of the chatzer. So this pile of tevin wheat divides the chatzer in here. Is alocha marvin shnayim vein marvin echad. It's considered a good mechitza. And male, this chatzer now is divided in two. They can't make one chatzer eruv, they have to make two separate eruvs. So you see, a mechitza made from tevin, a straw, is called a good mechitza. There also, if you fill up the hole with tevin, why doesn't it take away the ditch? Rabbi is no tushdo. Linyin mechitza, kula yamolai pliga deva mechitza. Negayat to make the separation is true. Close them onto the separation, you can't walk through this pile now, that's called a separated. There's two separate chaserim here. You can't walk straight across. Even though you could take away this pile anytime you want, so what? But right now, it's not walkable to walk straight across. That's called a good mechitza. Mashen king. But here we're talking about there's a ditch there. The ditch gets the shame with Shusha Yochid. It's like there's a mokum dividing these two chotzes. It's e botol chayit. If you put something there that you mavato, you leave it there, loyal and void, that's called a good steamer. The loy botol chayit. If you put something like tevin, you're just storing it there, since we know you can take it away, you can't take away that mokum that's there. So you still have a ditch here, and this ditch has its own shame with Shusha Yochid that's dividing between the two chatzerim, so you still have a ditch here. There's a difference if you want to take away a ditch, or you still want to make a division. If you still have the pile of straw going straight up, lamais, you can't walk through it. So it's called dividing. You have two separate chatzerim here. That's called a good mechitza.
Mashenkin, when you have a charitz, you have this dish that's all Mishas Yochid. You want to be mavatal, take away the Mishas Yochid, that's only good if your mamash has something you're mavatal there. Right. Mola Yofa, what about if you put dirt there, or else pebbles, tsroiris? That's called a good steamer. That clogs up this charitz, and it's called like one chotzim. So the more afilu b'stoma, even mashman and mishna, even if you just put the dirt down this time, you didn't have a ferish and dash, you're going to leave the dirt there, loylam boyad. You stam, put down a pile of dirt. That's also good. But the more about now, we learn out like that. Bayesh milu tevin etroiris. If you have a house, that there's a mace inside the house, and you started to fill up the house with wheat, with tevin etroiris, even with pebbles. Ubitlay, and your mavato, you decided to leave the pebbles in the house, is alocha bottle. Then it's called bottle in the house. And the halacha was like this. If you have a mace in the house, kol zaman there's a tefach between the mace and the roof is called an oil. That doesn't let the tumah go up on top of the roof, but if I care, the oil keeps the tumah down. The tumah just spreads out and comes down in the house. If you have a mace here, anything in this room becomes tumah. Why? The tumah goes up to the ceiling, hits the ceiling, can't go over, can't go through it, then it just goes all around and comes down. What about if the house is filled up on top of the mace? That there's no pesach tevach, there's no ear of a tefach between the mace and the ceiling. That's not called an oil then. And not called an oil means the tumah just shoots up. That's called tumah bakas v'yoylo. The tumah just shoots up and keeps on going straight up. It doesn't go across and come down anymore. It goes straight up. It's not called an oil. To give something an oil on top of a tent on top means there has to be at least space of a tefach between the mace and the oil. Then the oil stops the tumah from going up. The kol zaman is clogged up the mace, or else there's dirt here that's clogged up mamash to the roof. Then there's no oil there. Then the tumah shoots up. So now here, you have a house, the mace inside it, and then we start to throw stones in the house. So we made now the house mamash clogged up with stones to the top. So that's called the good bitul. There's no more air here, so it's not called the good oil. But it says no. If you put the tzrayus there, it's only if you put it there, I'm going to mavatle it there. You need the ferish of das, I'm going to leave it here. But mistam, it's no good. So it's a stira. The more bitul in. Only if you put the stones down, you have das to leave it there. Then we say it's called a good steamer. Abalay bitul lay. If you don't have a ferish of das to leave the stones there, you just put the stones there, stam, like you're not sure what you can do with it yet, it's not called a bitul. And now Mishnah's mashma known that by offer and tzrayus, just putting it down, stam, is called a bitul. Amar Rav Huna, man ton oil is Rabbi Yosi, enichnami. The Mishnah oil is goes according to Rabbi Yosi, and he taka argues in our Mishnah. Yeah. So the more e Rabbi Yosi, if it's Rabbi Yosi, ifcha shemina lay. Rabbi Yosi, we hold just the opposite. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi yomer.
Yeah. Tevin, v'yenosid lefnoisei. If you have straw there, and you do not have das to take it away, is arehu kisosum, then it has a locha, arehu kistam offer, ubotel. That has the same halacha like you put down stam offer, you put down dirt to memalar it. Stam, without that, yes or no, and it's bottle. Mashenkein offer, let's say you put down dirt, the ostid lefnoisai, and you have that to take it away, is a reyu kistam tevin, then that blide has the same halacha like you put down a straw stam without in mind the yes or no, v'lay bottle, and it's not bottle. So I call upon him to see according to Rabbi Yosi that like our Mishnah, that stam offer, if you put down stam dirt to make something sosum, it's called a good steamer. It's filled up, it's going to stay there. Mashenkein straw, that's when you have to have das, not to take it away. So the kids were coming out like first that it says in Mishnah in Oilis, it's not Rabbi Yosi, pum fakert. Rabbi Yosi sheet alone holds good like our Mishnah. So the more enachnami, Elohim Rabasi, man tan ervin, Rabbi Yosi, pum fakert. The Tan of our Mishnah in Ervin goes according to Rabbi Yosi. It is Rabbi Yosi that holds the what that by offer, even stam, when you put down dirt in the charitz here to clog up the charitz, clog up the ditch, even stam dirt is also good. And that the Mishnah earlier says that stam offer is no good, that fact is not according to Rabbi Yosi. And Achlami Pumfa cared to what we want to say before. Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua Amar. Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua wants to give another teretz. He says, Tumah HaShabbos Keromis? Like what b'chal was the stira from our Mishnah in the Gerit Hilchos Shabbos? If you have a charitz, if you have a ditch in between two chatzerim, and you're filling it up with stam offer, stam dirt, that our Mishnah says that is called the stima, that's called you filled it up. And he has the stira to a Mishnah in Tyrus, that there it says if you fill up the house with offer, it's not called the stima. It's only a stima if you have a ferish adas to mevatel it, to leave it there, if you put sereris. But if you didn't have das to leave it there, it's not called the stima. That was the stima. So the Gemara, he answers, Hanach Issa Shabbos is different. The afilo arnaki nami mevatel inish. Even if a person would put his arnaki, his wallet, into the ditch, it would also be called a good bittul for Hilcha Shabbos. Even though for sure, right after Shabbos, a person is going to go and take away his wallet. Like nobody wants to throw his wallet in the dish that has money in it and leave it there. So the pshat is that since on Shabbos itself, the wallet is muksa, so if it's in the ditch on Shabbos, for Shabbos, it's a svar, it's bottled there. You're not going to take it away the Shabbos. That's called a good bittul. Zmeluhua didn't offer. That's why Al-Mishnah says, if you put some dirt is muksa. Therefore, minastam, if it's there, it's called a good meat, because on Shabbos it's muksa, you're not going to touch it. Mashenkin, Filchus Tumah, they were not talking about Shabbos. They were talking about even in the middle of the weekday. So if you have a mace in the house, and you want to fill up the whole house with dirt, that is no cold, it's not called an oil there, there's no avar, there's no space between the mace and the roof. It's a complete continuation with the dirt. So you want to say it's called a good bittul, that there's no oil there, that's only if the offer, you have das to mevatel it there, to leave it there. If we don't have das to mevatel it there, that will not be called a good bittul. Rav Ashi, Yom Rav Ashi, says another teretz. Bayis acharitz karamis bechlau. What's the theory from our Mishnah that's talking about a charitz, talking about a ditch? So the halacha of Hilchos Teretz is talking about a bayis, talking about a house. Bishlei mecharitz, bishlei mebay a hole. Our Mishnah we're talking about a charitz, a ditch in between the two chaserim. Limitaymo koi. It's oimit to fill up the ditch. You have a ditch there. Avandi, you're going to fill it up soon. So mele, when you fill it up with stam dirt, that's also called a good filling. Our bayis. But a house is a house aiming to be filled up. It's like Kerten, a house you want to live. So Mela, when you have the mace in the house, even though you put the offer there, stam, minastam, it's not called a bittul. Because like Kerten, stam house is aiming to live in, you're zichin to take the dirt out. So it's only mvatul, it's only bottle there, it only makes a good steam, a good closing, if you have a ferish adas to leave it there. Therefore, there's no steer of Mal Mishnah of a charitz to the aloch of a bayis. The more about it. If you have this ditch in between the two chaserim, so it's called like a hefsik, they have to make two separate eruvah chaseris. But lo yitzu, you have like a bridge, a piece of wood going over, you can walk over the piece of wood, which is rochav dalid, that makes it like one. That's called like you have a pesach there. Is one of this piece of wood have to be wide for, if four tfachim wide, if it's going straight across the ditch. Elo avol yorkoi. Let's say you want to piece of wood all along the length of the ditch. Then afilu kolshu nami. Even if this piece of wood is mamish wide kolshu, it's also mamayatia. Shirei mi, it took me dalad. Because now from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch is less than dalad tvochim. If there's less than dalad tvochim, that's automatically called a pesach. It's not called like a hefsek, a mechitzah there, because it's walkable over it. So if you want to put the piece of wood lengthwards, all the way long, along the charitz, even a mashu of wood, since right now the charitz is only wide, dal tvachim. By putting this little wood there, you'd be mamayit from the roichim, that's good. Here, then the Mishnah says, v'chein shtei gezu storis, zu kenegezu. We have two balconies sticking out, one next to another, and you put a piece of wood connecting one to the other, there's a Pesach. Omar rovo ho di yarmah, that's what we say. The Mishnah's mashma, zu kenegezu in. Only if they're one opposite the other. A vizush loy keneged zuloy. If they're not opposites, no good. Hu adin vizu lamalo mezu nami loy. If one is higher than the other one, it's no good. If one balcony loy amor nela shiyesh ben zelizesh loy shetvachim. They have to be separated three tvachim away or three tvachim higher. Avolain ben zelizesh loy shef. They're not three tvachim away. One balcony from the other balcony, then it's called a good echibur. It's called gezustera kumi. It's called like a crooked gezustera. But you could be mechaber the two to make it like a pesach. And putting a piece of wood like a bridge across from one balcony to the other balcony, that would be called a good Pesach. Yes, so Rashi learns Zush loy keneged zu means one is burlit more, one sticks out more to the Rishus Rabbim, or else one is higher than the other one. So it's only if it's more than three tvachim distance, but less, it's okay. All right, we'll stop here.